This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A Democratic state senator who was being investigated for her treatment of legislative aides is stepping down. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Sonia Hawkes Lewis of Boulder County announced her resignation on Facebook. She was facing an ethics investigation over allegations that she created a hostile workplace for some of her aides. Hawkes Lewis has said she was being scapegoated for other workplace issues at the Capitol. Democratic leaders already banned her from serving on any legislative committees this session. She was in her second and final term in the Senate. In her Facebook post, Hawkes Lewis didn't mention the investigation. Instead, she announced that she's taking a new role with a nonprofit focused on empowering women and LGBTQ leaders internationally. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Two Greeley men are under arrest for allegedly trying to use a cannon to launch drugs and tobacco into a federal prison. 18-year-old Jose Munoz and 19-year-old Angel Gutierrez were arrested in Louisiana. They're accused of building an air compressor cannon that can shoot items more than 350 feet. They plan to fire more than $200,000 of tobacco and methamphetamine into prison grounds. The Keystone Ski Patrol Union has reached a tentative agreement with Keystone Resort in a battle for higher wages. CPR's Haley May has more.
The announcement follows months of back and forth between management at Vail Resorts and the union that formed in 2024. Patrollers say their current starting wage of $21.50 an hour is not sufficient compensation for their cost of living or workload. They're seeking a starting wage of $23 per hour, which aligns with an agreement Vail Resorts reached with Park City Ski Patrol in Utah following its recent strike. A vote to finalize the agreement is scheduled for Saturday. Haley May, CPR News.
There's more news at CPR.org.